You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt here, and I've got your early weekly spoilers for General Hospital for the week of April 15th through 19th. And don't forget, this is the week that's going to be all build up towards May sweeps, which actually kicks off the following Thursday on April 25th. So there's going to be just a lot of big, big stuff happening the rest of this week, all of next week. I'm so excited to tell you guys about it. If you haven't, though, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And as we always do with our early spoilers, we start out with a little rundown of what's happening the rest of this week, just to give you context and set you up for next week. So on Wednesday, April 10th, Ava is poking around Sonny's penthouse looking for something while he is gone out. He has gone out to talk to Jason. Jason wants his half of the business back. So he owns half the mob business. I don't know if this is something that Cates is having him do for the Pike FBI thing or what, but Sonny is not liking that at all. The bottom line is Sonny doesn't want Jason near him and tells him so. Meanwhile, Carly is taking care of Jagger after saving him from a royal butt kicking, and he wants her to go, but she is going to stick around and make sure he's okay. I feel some sparks there. Speaking of sparks, we've got Drew and Nina agreeing about something. They just did the deed. They had some hate sex, and I just wonder if it'd be kind of funny if he threatened to tell someone. Because he really doesn't have anything to lose, where she does, because she is still trying to keep her marriage together. So now not only did he get an orgasm, but now he's got leverage. So for Drew, this was probably a win-win. And Curtis has another remarkable milestone, and he tells his wife about it, and she's very excited to be spending some intimate time with him. And Blaze and Christina seem to be at odds about something. Thursday, April 11th, we have Nina making an incorrect assumption about something. I don't know if this is more stuff with her and Drufus, or if this is with Ava, with Sonny. I mean, who even knows? Oh, do you know what? It just crossed my mind. I love when things cross my mind. I wonder, since Carly is hanging out in Jagger's room because she was helping him, she might see her leave, which would be quite interesting. It sounds like the kind of conclusion that Nina would jump to, especially when she's fresh off banging Carly's ex. Anna wants Valentin Cassadine's help on Thursday, and obviously this is about Pikeman, but she doesn't know she's basically talking to Pikeman at that point, which is wild. Chase has a very nice surprise for Brooklyn Quartermain, and Curtis goes to talk to Drew about something he has in mind for a business deal they can do together. And Alexis's law license appeal has some movement. Is she about to be a lady lawyer again? Maybe. Friday, April 12th, we've got Sasha still working at the stable. She's really happy to be around Cody. They are moving forward in this relationship just centimeter by centimeter, but I'm enjoying watching it. BLQ and her granny Tracy have a really sweet chat, and based on the timing of this wedding, it definitely looks like we're going to be getting a BLQ and Chase sweeps wedding, which brings me around to Gregory Chase, who is there to support and encourage Alexis on Friday. Gregory's health is going downhill. He doesn't want his son Finn talking to his doctor. He's trying to kind of hide how fast things are moving. He just, I think, wants to get through this wedding for right now. And I feel like, in addition, I mean, we know we're going to have the wedding and sweeps, but I feel like we're going to have a major, major downturn for Gregory, which is going to be really sad. I'm not looking forward to that. And General Hospital really can't like cure him or anything. The only thing they could do is a misdiagnosis, but this far down the road, it doesn't seem like it. So they have to follow this through, which means he's going to be suffering. He's going to be dying. It's a good story, and I know they're probably going to win some awards for it, but it's just, I feel so bad. It's stressful to watch. I'll say that. Jason wants to give Carly something, and deception is featured on the home shopping channel Home and Heart again, and Lucy Co kind of screws things up, and I'm sure Tracy and everybody else is going to chew her out and blame her for what happens. So the week of April 15th through the 19th, of course, the big elephant in the room is the sex in the office, the hate sex. And I do expect more of it. I don't think it was a one-off. I think that they are going to end it with the idea that, you know, this was a one-off, but it was hot. And so there's going to be more of it. But I just wonder who's going to find out how soon and how long until Carly and Sunny find out about it from whoever, you know, walks in or listens. I mean, my gosh, if it's Carly, can you even imagine? She would just run right to Sunny. And once this all comes out, and I'm curious if Nina will tell Ava right away, because Ava, of course, is crushing on Sunny in addition to whatever else she's doing, but she may actually feel justified in warming his sheets if she knows that Nina, you know, is knocking the stapler around on her desk, riding her boss. So we'll see. Sunny continues to spiral more and more out of control. He's drinking more, which is something we've seen him do over the years. Whenever his medication starts going awry, then he starts hitting the scotch more erratic, more out of control. He's, you know, if he finds out that Carly was interacting with Kate, that's even more ammunition. When he finds out what Drew and Nina did, more ammunition. And this is all beneficial to Ava, who has an agenda. And we'll see, you know, on today's episode, what really happens and what if Ava's up to something more sinister. But I definitely do think that she wants him in her bed, and he's tiptoeing towards it. I think during sweeps, we might get that. Anna continues pursuing the identity of the new Pikeman boss. So Valentine is trying to find a way to shut her down without making her suspicious about why he's shutting her down, because he definitely doesn't want his ex-lover arresting him. But I don't really know what kind of charges they're going to bring. Pikeman is a legitimate actual business with government contracts, you know, so we'll see. It just seems outside the realm of reality. To some extent, Jagger Cates keeps pushing on Jason to fulfill this agenda. And of course, things are going to be even more heightened now that Jagger has taken a serious beating. And I just wonder if Jason's move to step back into Sunny's business is, I don't know if it's part to protect Sunny or if it's part to satisfy Jagger, or maybe a little bit of both, but we will find out. And Alexis is about to be a lawyer again, I think. It looks pretty good. And Portia is increasingly on edge as Mayor Laura Collins is pressing to have Heather Weber's conviction reviewed. Not necessarily overturned, but just reviewed because the change in her health. We'll find out how that goes. Please drop your comments. Definitely click subscribe if you haven't, and come back soon. We're here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.